His world was dark and silent, and Jim was terrified. There was barely room to breathe, let alone move. The doctor had told them all to breathe as shallowly as possible. Jim wondered how the others were coping. After all, he was the smallest, yet the engineering locker seemed to fit tighter than his shoes. He could feel it jolting and bumping over the hull of the Buccaneer as Kevin dragged him and Rose in their separate sealed containers to an airlock on the other side of the ship. There was a final bone-shaking jolt, and Jim's world settled into stillness. The silence was broken by a knock on the lid.
"Anyone home?"
The doctor's voice was muffled, but it was clear enough, and Jim found himself laughing. The lid opened and he gulped in the fresh air from outside. Close by, he could see Rose sitting up inside her own locker. "Where are we?" Rose wanted to know as the doctor helped her out.
"We're in the secondary control room," the doctor said. "Closer than the main control deck, and there's everything we need here."
"Why? What are we going to do?"
McCavity demanded.
"I'm going to turn everything back on," the doctor said.
"Pretty soon, Sally Salvo will come looking for us, and it won't take her long to guess where we're headed."
"And where is that?"
"How about the only working spaceship in the area?" Rose said.
"So how does..."
Jim started to ask, but the doctor cut him off.
"Let's just get on with it, shall we?" he said, not unkindly.
"Everything on. Turn every switch, push every lever, press every button and ford every stream. Follow every rainbow until..."
He stopped, frowned, and said apologetically, "Sorry, got a bit confused there, but you know what I mean. Right, main power cells." The lights dimmed slightly as the doctor worked at the controls. Then the main lights flickered on. Bright yellow blanket lighting.
"A good start,"
the doctor said with satisfaction.
"The cells are alive."
"Would a sound of music?" Rose suggested.